Hachette Audio presents Hunting Prince Dracula, written by Kerry Maniscalco, read by Nicola Barber. To Mum and Dad, for teaching me that countless adventures are found between the pages of books, and to my sister, for journeying with me to each mysterious land, real and imagined. Oh, proud death, what feast is toward in thine eternal cell, that thou so many princes at a shot so bloodily hast struck? Hamlet, Act 5, Scene 2, William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Ghosts of the Past. Orient Express, Kingdom of Romania, 1 December, 1888. Our train gnashed its way along frozen tracks toward the white-capped fangs of the Carpathian Mountains. From our position outside Bucharest, the capital of Romania, the peaks were the color of fading bruises. Judging from the heavy snow falling, they were likely as cold as dead flesh. Quite a charming thought for a blustery morning. A knee struck the side of the carved wooden panel in my private booth once again. I closed my eyes, praying that my travelling companion would fall back asleep. One more jitter of his long limbs might unravel my fraying composure. I pressed my head against the plush, high-backed seat, focusing on the soft velvet instead of poking his offending leg with my hatpin. Sensing my growing annoyance, Mr. Thomas Cresswell shifted and began tapping his gloved fingers against the windowsill in our compartment. My compartment, actually. Thomas had his own quarters, but insisted on spending every hour the day possessed in my company, lest a career murderer board the train and unleash carnage. At least, that's the ridiculous story he'd told our chaperone, Mrs. Harvey. She was the charming, silver-haired woman who watched over Thomas while he stayed in his Piccadilly flat in London, and was currently on her fourth nap of the new day, which was quite a feat considering it wasn't much past dawn. Father had taken ill in Paris, and had placed his trust and my virtue in both Mrs. Harvey's and Thomas's care. It spoke volumes as to how highly Father thought of Thomas, and how convincingly innocent and charming my friend could be when the mood or occasion struck. My hands were suddenly warm and damp inside my gloves. Derailing that feeling, my focus slid from Thomas's dark brown hair and crisp cutaway coat to his discarded top hat and Romanian newspaper. I'd been studying the language enough to make out most of what it said. The headline read, "Has the immortal..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?